This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We'll move on to our reporter's roundtable in a minute, but first there's been an update on a story we've been following. Gennaro Wilson is the former high school student who was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He'd had consensual oral sex with a girl just 2 years his junior. Today, Gennaro Wilson was released from prison following an appeal to the Georgia Supreme Court. Jeremy Redman is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's been following the story. Welcome.
Hi there.
So the Supreme Court ruled 4-3 for Mr. Wilson. What did the majority opinion say and the minority?
Yes, the majority decision, it's a 4-3 vote. They essentially said that the sentence that Gennaro Wilson received was grossly disproportionate to the teenager's crime and noted that it was out of step with current law. The minority opinion had argued that a law that was adopted months after Gennaro Wilson was convicted that essentially made the same criminal act a misdemeanor was not retroactive, and that the court should not be relying on that, and even raised the concern about the possibility that other people that were similarly charged under similar circumstances should be freed based on this court's ruling today.
How long, roughly, would the felony versus the misdemeanor sentences be?
Well, it's a 10-year minimum sentence under this charge for aggravated child molestation, whereas a misdemeanor would be up to a year.
Now, how much time has Gennaro Wilson served so far, and how old is he now?
He's more than 2 years, and he's roughly around 21 years old at this point.
Now, he's become somewhat of a cause celeb. Do you think that race played a factor in this?
It's unclear. It was not noted in the news releases that the court issued today, but it became certainly a racially charged case. We had Al Sharpton visit. Civil rights leaders had essentially said that race was a factor, as well as classism. But I would note that everyone in the case was African American. Gennaro Wilson's African American, the 15-year-old victim is African American, and the Attorney General, Thurbert Baker, who appealed this case to the Supreme Court, is also African American.
You mentioned that Reverend Sharpton came down. Give us a sense, I'm sure there were many opinions, but of how people reacted in Georgia to the case and to the protest.
Well, there are people on both sides of the argument here. The mother of the victim, for instance, said that General Wilson, she didn't want him to be convicted and prosecuted even, and that she argued that the sex between her daughter and Gennaro was consensual. However, critics on the other side point out that the age of consent in Georgia is 16.
Well, Jeremy Redman, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Jeremy Redman is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and you can follow the developments in this case on our blog, nprnewsandviews.org.